All right, cool. That's a show. So I know, Jake, you said you have to run, right?
Yeah, maybe a few minutes, but
So let me get votes. I jotted down a couple notes as far as show titles. See what
so you're concerned about your show title.
I want it to be something we say, right?
I think the rabbit hole edition or something.
The rabbit? No. I've got some good ones here.
Let's hear what you got.
I have Bruddy Press.
Okay. What's next?
I have nobody drinks from the Batman mug. That one's not bad. They only get worse from there.
Better.
Looking back through, I mean,
underscores seems to be a
underscore 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 Jake. I think that could work.
That's definitely not good for SEO if it's just all underscores.
Well, no, it has to be
three and just like 10 underscores.
It'd have to be written out, but then it might blow out my headline area.
Pete says the one without the Cuban brother.
Ah. Sans Dre.
Not Dre Day.
Not Dre Day.
How does that do for SEO?
$1 million idea. I'm telling you, that's.
Well, I'll be honest.
If we were gonna take me up. I've been preaching that for like over a year now. That's not, you know, theme shops should do that because that's some the most strange thing.
Some of the smaller shops do. Some of the smaller shops do that.
I have not seen that, but that's huge.
Yeah, I agree.
Wireless still takes
so much work. Like you could load in your dummy content, give an export file. I guess the only thing they'd have to do is what featured images, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Because that's not part of the export file. Widgets, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way you can make it work, though. You could just build it right in.
Okay, so what are the votes? What are the votes for this show title? What's the chat room one? Is that what we're doing? Is that the one without the Cuban brother?
That's what Pete said, and then Bradley said $1 million idea.
$1 million ideas. That's not a bad one either.
My only
hesitation on the Cuban brother is we never said that. We never said those. Whereas $1 million idea, you did say.
You've been 10 upped.
That's not. There we go.
I like this.
Yeah, there we go. Talking about SEO.
You just got 10 upped.
can we need to make that a verb?
Yeah, how do you write upped? U-P apostrophe D?
Is it two P's? I don't know.
You should know this, Jake. That would be my catchphrase every time I hand out a business card. I just slap it on their forehead and it would stick and I'd say, you've been 10 upped.
You've been 10 upped.
I meant to ask you during the show what, you know, the history behind the name. I totally forgot because I was curious too.
Well, tell us now.
Yeah, what's the? Is this an after show episode? Should we?
Oh, I've got the aftertaste running already. Don't worry.
Now you tell me.
So what is the history? I was curious.
There is no good history, to be honest with you. I need to just pick a name quick. I didn't like the first name I came up with.
You can be honest.
What was the first name
available?
What was the first name that you didn't?
It wasn't even available. I had to pay. I had to wait like 5 months and pay a lot of money to get the actual 10up.com.
Oh wow!
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It's just right now. It's actually still primarily get10up.com. We actually should be relaunching our site within the next week and have the actual domain pointed to. No, the story was just we was looking for a name that I thought was simple and memorable and non-offensive, pseudo available, I guess. A nice girl, also known as my girlfriend, said, how about this? And I said, yes, dear.
I approve.
Which isn't far from the truth, but no, I think I don't have a good reason for it other than I thought it was catchy and it worked.
There's no
great story about how I met 10 ups or something.
I think we should make up a story.
Yeah. I had like soda.
I mean, I'm a fan of company names. That you can say without a whole lot of explanation over the phone, you know, 10 up. What's the website? 10, the number 10 up.com.
So that's, that explains where Web Dev Studios came from then.
No, it's the worst thing to say over the phone. Web really? Dev. They're like, what? Dev. They're like, Deb? Who's Deb? No, Deb.
I've got the, is it 10 or is it TEN?
Do you have every permutation of that URL already?
I probably shouldn't answer that question out loud.
I do.
No, Brad.
Yeah, you, what,
and then for Brad, do you have webdebstudios.com? Because that's
I actually had a guy offer WebDev Studio with no S. He was trying to sell it to me for about $20,000.
Holy cow!
I got down to 10 before I told him he's crazy and I'm never going to pay that much. So I was like, you know what? They'll find me if they need to.
I want
to
go see what WebDev
is. Our domain name is certainly not the best. I honestly, if I could buy WDS.com, I would rebrand us completely. But it is for sale, but it's way out of my price range. A three-letter domain, and they're all gone. I mean, you're talking mid to high five figures. It's just
Yeah.
What about WD Studios?
Maybe. We do have WDS Lab, which is cool. That's where we do a lot of our...
WD Studios is a point. I got a 404. I got it not found. Whatever that is.
So the question is, what are you going to do, Brad, when you have to buy all these domain ideas from the audience? Because they've all jumped on top of
it. You know what? I've been buying domains for like over 10 years now, and I'm just dumping domains every year because I'm tired of renewing them and not using them.
It's kind of a shameful practice, isn't it? Because you look and you're like, how did I get...
The worst one is the first one I ever registered. And I feel like I have to hold on to it because it's the first one I ever registered.
I've had it
over 10 years. And I'll never do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is farfrompukin.com. So it's spelled F-A-R from P-U-K-I-N.com. That's my retirement fund right there, farfrompukin.com.
Oh, boy.
I've spent, on average $10 to $15 a year for about 13 years or so. So how much money have I lost?
On that
about
gem.
$200.
On that gem, yeah.
Far from puking. It means nothing. I'll never do anything with it, and I will never let it expire.
Do you at least have it forwarding to your blog or something?
I have it going nowhere. It's ridiculous. I should really forward it to something, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Sadly.
Somebody out there is going to go.
I think everyone has a domain like that they've held on to for so long that they basically just, at this point, you just can't let it go. You've had it too long. It's like a family member.
GoDaddy's stimulus program.
Got to keep them going.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
I can't remember the first domain that I registered, honestly.
I actually remember when I was probably around 14 or so, 14, 15. I'd just gotten online, hadn't been online long, was on AOL dial-up like most of us. Middle school, none of my friends even knew what the internet was. And I remember thinking, there's a lot of potential here, and I should look at and figure out how to buy these, I didn't know they were domain names, but these URLs, I should figure out how to buy these or how to, get some of these.
Buy all the URLs.
I was like, you know what? Had I actually followed through with that? I mean, this was back, this is probably like 95 or 6. I mean, it was a gold mine back then, Really, everything didn't get snatched up till probably about 98 or so. 99. I mean, I could have got, who knows what? I could have got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so you're saying, if given...
People love me.
given the time machine problem, you would jump back to 95.
This is the geek version of the go back and...
Everyone's like, I go back. Game, right? I would stop this war. I'm like, I would go back and get a bunch of domain names.
Oh, yeah. So many brand names.com. That's all you'd need.
It's sad when you come across like awesome domain names like my that just are not used at all or used in such a horrible way. And my classic example is that's obviously a classic. But Halloween.com, I've been looking at this site every year for 10 years, and it really hasn't changed. It looks like a site that was built probably 15 years ago, And it's like, Halloween.com has so much potential. Oh, they've had it since 94. And it really has not changed since 94. They put some new links on here and some ads, but for the most part, it's the worst site you've ever seen. And it has so much potential. Like, you could do so much with Halloween.com. You could make whatever they're making, I guarantee I can make 10 times as much if they gave me that domain for like 3 months, It's just sad when you see domains like this that go to waste.
Well, yeah, because you're I remember seeing a couple of your presentations, and Halloween's kind of your thing, right? That's
it is a little bit of my thing, yes.
A little bit of your thing. I'll be honest, I'm not sure I know a single person who's into it more than you.
It's
that much your thing.
I do like Halloween. I was sad that WordCamp Philly was after Halloween this year, because I really wanted to go all out and just make it like the Halloween WordCamp. So I'm hoping we can get before Halloween this year. That's my goal, is to make it before Halloween. But the timing and the scheduling just did not work out last year. It just couldn't happen before Halloween, unfortunately.
Well, that's because all the other conferences are trying to get Halloween. Like, it's the big gap.
I don't know if any other WordCamps done Halloween, have they?
I don't know of any other WordCamps that have done holiday-themed events, period.
Well, hey, I'm a trendsetter.
You are.
Well, nobody, yeah.
That's my goal, is to try to get about mid.
Nobody wants to celebrate holiday with others of their types. Like,
I can promise you, if it's on Halloween, the shirts will be Halloween-themed, the stickers, everything will be Halloween. You'll be so sick of Halloween by the time you leave. It'll be awesome.
I can't wait. So this is cool, just for you know, me on the geeky side of things, to see somebody in the chat room using the stream, like on an iPhone, using it mobile, like the new stream setup. It's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. They're like, I got to go walk the dog, but I can keep listening. It's like, yes. Love it.
All right, I got to run. This is much more fun than what I have to go do, but... I will. It was fun doing it with both of you. And,
yeah, it was awesome, Jake. I definitely definitely want to have you back. So
just let me know when. Let me know when you want me. Usually, I'm not doing too much on Wednesday nights. So
we'll bring you back when I need to get more trade secrets of 10 up.
Gotta steal them.
Might have to put some rumors out there. Huh?
I have plenty of notes from tonight. So
there you go.
Well, they're doing this.
Thanks a lot, Jake.
No problem. Talk to you soon. I'll see you, I guess, in a week and a half, Ryan.
Indeed. I'll see you there.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Yes. Well, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. I think, I think it's a toss-up between You've Been 10-upped, which I like because he was the guest, and Brody Press, which I don't, because we'll never get the chance to use that one again. That'll never happen again.
Yeah. I'll let you call that one. Flip a coin. They're both pretty good, in my opinion.
All right.
You're right. You may not be able to get that one again. But when you know, even if we have them on again, we're going to be 10 up on each other. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good point. Cool. So I'm just going to use the standard WP Candy intro music for it then, until we get a better clip or a late nightish
clip.
You said you liked it. It's a good sound. Oh, but excuse me, I forgot to mention this. I made a note, and I still forgot to mention this. People do listen to this podcast and other WP Candy ones. All of the feeds are showing up in a really cool way on iTunes. So if you get a chance, go rate and review them so that people will find our WordPress podcast.
So they're all separate feeds in the.
They're all separate feeds. There is a master show feed, which I need to do a blog post about for those that want to just listen to everything.
Why did I just search iTunes and Word opened up?
I don't know. But if you put in WP Late Night or you know whatever, it should pull it up. I've got another show, one more show to introduce in the next week or so, and then I'm going to get a like WP Candy shows page set up so that they'll all show up on a cool page. It's the iTunes, how they manage all this stuff is really, really messed up, so it's kind of a pain to get it done.
Yes. Once you get up there, though, it's cool.
Well, it will be awesome, but the directions are really this ludicrous. They say if you want an artist page set up, basically, for podcasts, so in this case, you know, WP Candy branded page, go to report a concern for a podcast, select remove this podcast, and then make the message like what you want to do, that you want an artist set up with these. Like, that's the method that they tell people and their support to do. It's crazy. Very, very backwards.
So if I write a review for
a show you host.
I'm pretty sure it's going to pop up with my name.
Yes, like, it will.
Best podcast ever.
You know,
I mean, give it a 5-star.
Why not? But I need to get into the habit of telling people to rate us, because that definitely will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that helps. So we got rated on SitePoint, and we'd ask people to do that, and we had quite a few ratings and reviews, and then we popped up as a featured for a few weeks. Which is, like, huge if you're in the tech category, you know.
Absolutely. That's a really big deal.
Because we had a few ratings within a week or whatever.
Well, we can definitely aspire for that.
Yeah, I gave it a 5-star. I don't know where that shows though. I don't see it actually.
Well, I mean, it'll usually show up on the show's page at the bottom. Maybe
it takes a minute.
I mean, the refresh for some of that stuff, I mean, changes usually take a while. I would imagine ratings take a while to show up too.
Yeah, that's cool though. Yeah, we'll definitely remember to promote that going forward.
You said you listened to the theme show too this week. What did you think of that? It's a new.
I liked it. I got about. I think it wasn't as long. It was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Got through about 20 minutes of it. I still have about 10 minutes.
Well, and I'm curious too because it's honestly. I mean, the idea is that it's kind of designed for users, so not you. So I'm.
I think the biggest challenge you're going to have. Because there's a lot of podcasts going on now, which is great. I mean, really good content is making it easy to distinguish between all the different ones and why somebody should listen to one instead of the other. Because if you're looking at a site and you have 10 different podcasts to choose from,
right?
How do you know which one's for you? You know, like there needs to be a clear, concise. If you do this, this is the one for you. Or if you're into this, this is the or these two or three are the ones you should look at. You know, something to kind of help. Explain what the difference is between them, you know? So like you said, the theme is for the users.
Yeah.
Something on there somewhere. You should have a page that kind of details out, here's the shows we have, and here's, you know, based on who you are, this is what we think you should listen to.
Yeah, I can definitely do more of that. We do have the slash shows page, which lays everything out. Actually, take a look at that if you can. I'm curious what you
think. Well, it's weird, because I always click on podcasts, and then it's just the podcast.
Yes, which is actually intentional.
Nothing else
because,
is in there.
And I might remove that, even though I kind of like it, because if they're only going to listen to one podcast, the idea is that that's the one they should listen to, right?
You know, or just listen to these other ones.
Well, I mean,
just kidding.
I mean, if nothing else, like I use the W Bikini podcast proper to like always try to hit 45 minutes each one, include like a guest that is relevant to the week and like a really tight discussion section.
I like our description. WP Late Night is a round table. Press podcast, record live while drinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so that kind of captures the audience.
I love
a little
it.
Bit.
No, that's great. That's good. Yeah. So hopefully the audio will help get these out quicker. And less work on your side, because you know both Dre and we don't want to put. Obviously, you got a lot to do, so don't put a ton on your table. I would like to get back to video at some point, but I agree we need to get more consistent. We need to get better quality.
Yes.
We can figure that out later. I don't want to like just rule it out completely.
Absolutely.
But
I agree.
Let's get consistent. Let's get this thing going. And then, you know, we'll figure it out eventually. So even if it's months down the road, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's definitely on the table. I just,
That's where we all kind of agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make sure that when we do it really well. Because
I agree.
I
liked it because you know, even though we don't necessarily mention it a lot, if you listen to the last couple ones, we do mention it more often than I thought we did listening back, because we're like, oh, look at your shirt, oh, look at what are you drinking, and we're holding up, you know, like there's things where we're actually interacting with the camera, which is kind of fun and different,
definitely,
which I do want to get back to, but at this point, I think you're right, let's make it consistent, let's get to where we're used to doing this every week and getting people in to rotate and whatever, and then from there we can bring back the cool video stuff once we figure it out.
Yeah, and I think maybe in addition to, or maybe even to replace the mailbag section, if we don't have a whole lot of people calling in, we should maybe play around with having people call in.
That would be fun if we could join people in through Skype, which we could.
Yeah.
We have.
It'll be a lot better once
chat room now. Say get a question, we'll pull you in, talk to you for a few minutes, or maybe say what you know. Here's our topics. Which one interests you? We'll grab you, pull you in just for this topic.
That's a great idea. It'll be a lot easier too when this is a little bit more inside baseball, but I do have a board, like an audio board that's coming to manage all this stuff, and it'll be a lot easier to bring people in when we know we can manage it, when I can control each channel separately.
Yeah, that'd be real
nice. Yeah, I mean, right now we basically have two channels, one for me and one for everybody else. And as soon as we start pulling in people, people are going to be on phones or on headset mics. It's going to
be
all over the place.
But it's kind of a call-in show. The audio is not awesome, but you know, if they suck, you hang up and you go to the next person. You know, so
that's true. There's always that.
I think it'll be fun because it'll be a little, you know, a little spontaneous. You know, never quite knowing what's going to happen, but that's kind of what we were aiming for. Something that's a little. You know, a little rough, which is, I think, fun to listen to.
It's nice because it's easy to accomplish rough. We can do that.
It's very easy to, yeah, that's, we're good at rough.
We can nail that one down. Awesome. Well,
all right, I'm going to drop. Good show. So, yeah, I'll put a thing in P2 just to remind you. I'm leaving actually next Wednesday for the Poconos.
Oh, okay.
From Wednesday through the weekend. So I'll be back the following week, no problem. But next Wednesday, I definitely won't be able to make it because I'll be in a cabin in the snowy hills of the Poconos drinking on something fun.
You dick. No, that's great. I'm glad. I'm really happy for you, but you son of a... Hopefully Dre's feeling a lot
actually,
better.
Actually, I'll have Wi-Fi, so, you know, but no.
You won't. Yeah. But you're not going to.
But I won't.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get you.
But so, I'll be thinking about you guys.
Yeah,
so I'll post it in P2 just so there's a reminder. But, you know, start thinking it and talk to people now, and maybe Dre has some ideas. But I think it's kind of fun rotating people in and out, you know? It's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
And that's the nice thing. Like, I don't mind doing it every week, but we need to have, like, kind of a contingency plan because none of us are going to be able to do it every week.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean,
and
I
even
can,
you may not be able to do it every week. So, you know, we might have to figure out, you know, what happens when you can't make it. Who's going to – as long as you have a recording and we understand the process, it shouldn't be a problem. But we should test that out someday and, you know.
Sure, yeah. I mean
– I'll get the hijack stuff working.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that and get it working. And you're saying I can do a master recording off of that just with the audio coming in?
Yeah. I mean, in particular, if you have – you said you always run off the PC for your mic for this, right? I mean, I would –
Yeah, I'm on PC.
Yeah, okay. So then it's really easy because then you can just hijack your browser with the stream running and another on your Mac, and it'll just record whatever audio is coming.
So
through
I should
the
buy it. Does it matter what? Can I buy it? Should I buy it for the Mac or for the PC, or does it matter?
I believe it's Mac only.
Okay.
Rogamika. So
no, that'd
yeah.
be perfect. Yeah, I have the Mac here sitting, but it's just for IRC right now. So yeah, I could definitely run that on the Mac.
I mean, I don't know.
And hijack it off the stream.
It's never happened that we've lost anything, but it's always good to have backups.
It's good to have backups. I never lost anything on SitePoint, but we always had at least one backup recording because we always did individual channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had one master recording running just in case. And
I mean,
there's a few times we had to use that where one of the recordings failed. So.
Well, and I've been, I mean, everybody's been been on their computer and had the power Spark or something or jump and
you go to stop recording and it just crashes and corrupts the file or
exactly. So I mean at least it's not going to be a great audio quality, but at least it's something
rather than losing everything.
Exactly.
All right, man, it was fun. So yep. I'll talk to you through the week, but
we'll catch you on the stream in a couple weeks. Have a fun vacation.
Thanks, man.
All right,
ciao.